Unit 3. I made it myself. A. Let's read. There was an art and craft competition at the children's school last week. There were just two simple rules for the competition. The children had to do everything themselves. They could not have any help from an adult. And they could not spend more than 10 yuan on materials. This was to prevent rich children from winning all the prizes. Peter and Sue both entered the competition. Peter made a model train out of matchsticks, and Sue painted a picture of the Shenzhen Reservoir. When they took their entries to the art and craft room, the teacher asked them both the same question.
Did you make this yourself?
Peter answered, yes. I made my train myself, and Sue painted her picture herself. Then she asked,
how much did you spend on materials?
They both said,
less than 10 yuan.
On their way back from the art and craft room, they met Ken in the corridor. He was carrying a big model of an airport.
We made our entries ourselves,
Sue said.
It's one of the rules. You can't enter that. You didn't make that yourself. Someone helped you.
No, Ken said. I made every piece of it myself. I worked on it over the weekend. I don't believe you, Peter said. You're telling lies again. I'm going to ask Anne. They found Anne in the playground and asked her about Ken's model.
It's true,
she said.
He made it all himself. I watched him. He worked really hard on that model.
Ken can do something then, Peter said.
Oh, yes,
Anne said.
He's really a very clever little boy. If he wants to do something, he can do it well. Unfortunately, he doesn't often want to do anything. You mean fortunately?
Sue said.
We don't want him to win every competition.
Words and expressions.
Craft. Simple. Rule. Help. Adult. Spend. Spent. Spent. Spend on something. Material. Prevent. Prevent from doing something. Matchstick. Reservoir. Entry. On one's way back. Corridor. Airport. Weekend. Competitor. Hand in. Exactly.
Unit 4. He has lived in Sydney since 1986. A. Let's read.
Peter had a surprise yesterday. He received a letter from Australia.
29 Queen Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000, 1st December 1993. Dear Peter, we have never met, but Miss Pan, your English teacher, gave me your name and address. Miss Pan knows my sister. You wanted a pen friend here, and she gave me your address. I hope you don't mind. I have wanted a pen friend in China for a long time. I am Chinese like you, but I was born in Australia. My father came to Australia 15 years ago, but he has lived in Sydney only since 1986. He came here to start a new business. He usually goes back to China once a year. We have lived in Sydney for 7 years and like it very much. The weather is good in Australia. Everything is very clean and green. There is so much space in Australia. Most people live in houses with their own gardens. Nearly everyone has a car, and some families have two. My mother takes me to school every morning by car and collects me every afternoon. A lot of parents do the same. I visited Shenzhen 4 years ago. Is it still crowded and busy? There are quite a lot of Chinese people in Australia, and there are hundreds of Chinese restaurants. A lot of Australians do not want to cook their own meals, so they buy takeaways from the nearest Chinese restaurant or from one of the many fast food places, like McDonald's. Please tell me something about yourself. How long have you been at your school? When did you enter Miss Pan's class? What is your school like? Hope to hear from you soon. Yours sincerely, Andrew Joe. Words and expressions.
Since. Have a surprise. Sydney. Receive. Australia. Pen friend. Garden. Collect. Crowded. Australian. Takeaways. Fast food. Sincerely.